Hey, Denver, it's time for the weekly general session of your Denver City Council. Tonight's coverage of Denver City Council starts now.
Denver City's council meeting tonight. Today is Monday, July 21st, 2025. Tonight's meeting is being interpreted into Spanish. Sam or Liz, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us. Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Guzman with the CLC, and along with my colleague Liz, we'll be interpreting today's meeting into Spanish. Please allow me a quick second to give instructions in Spanish on how to access interpretation.
Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Samuel Guzmán con la CLC. Y juntamente con mi colega Liz, estaremos interpretando la reunión de hoy al español. Si se une con nosotros virtualmente a través de Zoom, por favor busque en su pantalla el icono de globo que dice Interpretación. Oprima ese botón y de ahí seleccione la opción de escuchar en español. Si se une con nosotros presencialmente, ahorita en la cámara, por favor busque al fondo hacia la derecha y encontrará un asistente que le podrá otorgar audífonos para escuchar en español. Muchas gracias and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam. Welcome to the Denver City Council meeting of Monday, July 1st, 2025. Council members, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council members, please join Council Member Gonzalez Gutierrez as they lead us in the Denver City Council land acknowledgement.
The Denver City Council honors and acknowledges that the land on which we reside is the traditional territory of the Ute, Cheyenne, and Arapaho peoples. We also recognize the 48 contemporary tribal nations that are historically tied to the lands that make up the state of Colorado. We honor elders past, present, and future, and those who have stewarded this land throughout generations. We also recognize that government, academic, and cultural institutions were founded upon and continue to enact exclusions and erasures of Indigenous peoples. May this acknowledgement demonstrate a commitment to working to dismantle ongoing legacies of oppression and inequities and recognize the current and future contributions of Indigenous communities in Denver.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members Lewis.
Present.
Albidres.
Here.
Flynn.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Cashman.
Here.
Parity.
Here.
Romero Campo.
Here.
Sawyer.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
Watson.
Here.
Madam President Sandoval.
Here. There are 13 members present. Council has a quorum. The first order of business is to elect a council president. I will make my remarks after the closing of the voting. The floor is open for nominations. Are there any nominations? Madam Pro Tem Romero Campbell, your nomination.
Thank you, Madam President. I nominate actually, I have a little something I wanted to say, and I was like, well, it's not in here. I want to make my nomination.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, great. Basically, I would like to make a motion to nominate Amanda P. Sandoval as president of the 2025-26 Denver City Council. I think that over the past year, our colleague, Sandoval, has stepped up into leadership. I'm sure no one truly knows this position until you are given the responsibility to lead your colleagues through the unknown of the coming year. Amanda Sandoval's path has not been without its twists and turns to be ready for this role today. We actually met for the first time when our kids were little, entering preschool. And I knew her as a mom, as a waitress in her family restaurant, as someone with serious determination and an infectious laugh. And through that time, I see how much that same authentic person she is today. Her dedication to public service is in her DNA. Her deep commitment and love of Denver runs through every fiber of her being. Her parents have influenced and guided her to be the person she is today. She has a deep knowledge of business, operations, community engagement, and social justice because of the time spent with her family. Her family has provided a foundation. Her sisters, her cousins, aunts, uncles, by blood or chosen, she is stronger because of these ties to the past and to the future. I know many of us sitting here today in chambers and those who are not at home watching this have seen her put in tireless hours working to find solutions to challenges as they arise. It is no secret that she started as a council aide, first for Councilmember Judy Montero and then for Councilmember Rafael Espinosa. There she learned how the city works. She has always taken time to know the city employees who make the city turn, from maintenance crews to the city attorney's office, from the safety and first responders to city agencies like community planning and development. And we know that her superpower is an understanding of land use and zoning. She calls it nerdy. I think of it more as a brilliant quirk that keeps CPD, developers, and her fellow council members, myself included, on our toes. One of the most significant pieces of work that Sandoval has, I'm sorry, I'm just referring to you as Sandoval.
That's fine.
Okay, good. That Sandoval has accomplished during her term was the cultural designation and renaming of La Raza Park. She listened, brought community together, and persisted to make it a reality. The impact has been healing, empowering, and inspiring for not only those in your district, but across Denver. The design overlay changes the type of buildings that can be constructed, and she was able to do that with the DO8 overlay. Did I get that right?
DO8
overlay. And really, I think became a foundation for another Amanda on council, to have it go all the way down Colfax. Some of you might know that Sandoval is in an executive MBA program, writing papers and deepening her leadership. I think we all benefit from this experience as well, having the nuggets of negotiation, analysis, and strategy brought into the committee discussion and in this chamber. We have also heard that clear is kind and freeze dry brought up into our practice as we deliberate and work on our goals and priorities. So Council President Sandoval is the leader we need at this moment. She has proven her ability to run thoughtful legislation, collaborate on key issues, pivot and innovate when needed, and also to stand strong and firm to represent this council. She will give it to you straight without the fluff. You always know where she stands. So tonight, I would like to let you know where I stand. I am honored and proud to nominate Amanda P. Sandoval for Council President.
Thank you.
There you go.
The nomination of Councilmember and current Council President Sandoval has been placed on the floor. Are there any further nominations for Council President? Nominations are now closed for Council President. Councilmember Gonzalez Gutierrez, will you please make the motions for us this evening?
Yes, Council President.
Thank you. Councilmember Gonzalez Gutierrez, your motion to elect Council President?
I move that Councilmember and the current Council President Sandoval be elected to serve as Council President for the 2025 through 2026 term.
It has been moved.
Old computer.
Yep.
Yep. All right. It has been moved and seconded. Madam Pro Tem Romero, Council. She made her comments. Council members, Council Member Torres.
Thank you, Madam President. Just want to share my support and looking forward to voting aye for your second term as council president. Councilwoman Gilmore and I know all too well, it's never what you think and it's always twice as much work. So I'm really grateful that you have taken it on so seriously and with such thoughtfulness. And I'm really grateful for your leadership. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Councilmember Parody.
Yeah, I just wanted to pipe up and thank our council president for being incredibly hardworking and really leaning into things that are way down in the weeds, way behind the scenes, never going to lead to any kind of headlines or anything that's visible to the public, but that really matter to how we function in this building every day. I've been just so impressed by how much you've managed to lift in a year while doing the same job that the rest of us are doing every day. That's already a really hard job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Councilmember Parody. Councilmember Gilmore.
Well, Council President Sandoval, happy to support you. Definitely at different times on City Council, you might have one president, one former president, or a couple former presidents. So I think it is a unique scenario where we're at right now, and your leadership, and I really think your negotiation strategy really helps pull this council together and keep the importance within our democracy of the powers of each branch of government. So the executive branch has their due diligence. Us as the legislative branch is important as well. And then, of course, we have the courts. And so really appreciate your commitment to our city and that work. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Alvidrez.
Thank you, Council President. I'm really excited about this as well, and I just wanted to share how much your leadership as a newer council member has been during these extremely hard times. To have someone that has been through being on council with this administration before, with the migrant crisis that we faced, with the homelessness crisis that we continue to face, and even some of the challenges that I've had specific to District 7, your guidance has been so helpful, and I just really appreciate your leadership, so thank you.
Thank you so much. Councilmember Watson.
Thank you so much, Council President. I'm honored to sit here in support of you being reelected as president. I think one of the unique things, Council President Sandoval, in the relationship between District 1 and District 9, as you speak often of the relation between Councilmember Montero and Councilmember Wedgeworth, our communities are uniquely tied to each other with District 9 and District 1. The leadership and the histories of our communities are uniquely tied by you, from being a council aide to being a council member, ensuring that those hard-fought wins remain focused and that we continue to build on those. I think what you bring, Council President, that I think is unique to this role as our leader, is a clear understanding that the role of president is to ensure that you are fighting hard as heck for each council member sitting on this dais, as well as being able to match the intellect, the thought process, and the strategy of the administration to ensure that the legislative voice is not lost within this strong mayor version of our government. And so I want to thank you so much for your leadership. I thank your family that's sitting there for all the time they give up while you're studying and then while you're fighting here for us and for the members of our community, not just for this generation, but for the seven generations past and seven generations forward. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Councilmember Cashman.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. Madam Prez, way to go. it is a pleasure to be in support of your second year as leader of this body. I had the pleasure of serving with Madam Prez during her time as an aide for Councilman Espinosa, a brief time at Denver Fire. And, I think you're certainly ready for leadership. You've shown that over the past year. But I have just such a pleasure when I walk in and I'll see her sitting up at her desk with her eyes half glazed over by whatever the daily trauma is. And what I say to her is what I've said to Councilwoman Gilmore previously, Councilwoman Torres, is how do you do it? People really do underestimate what the pressures that leadership on council brings with it. And I don't think I know anyone who served 2 years as leader of this body that says, yeah, I'd love to do that again. So I appreciate your service and look forward to the next year.
Thank you, PK. Councilwoman Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to thank you for being the leader that you are. No nonsense a lot of times, right? And I know that comes with also being a mom, where you know how to make sure that everybody's in line. But more importantly, I do want to thank you for having our interests at hand, and especially reminding everyone that there is a legislative branch, and there's a legislative branch for a reason, and making sure that those voices are also heard equally, as well as your community. I know how much you care about your community, our community, and so from one Northsider to another, I'm happy to support you.
Thank you so much. Council members, when called upon, please respond with the last name of the member for whom you are voting, then select aye on your touch screens. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members Lewis.
Sandoval.
Albizes.
Aye.
Sandoval. Flynn.
Sandoval.
Gilmore.
Sandoval.
Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Sandoval.
Hines.
Sandoval.
Cashman.
Sandoval.
Parody.
Sandoval.
Romero Campbell.
Sandoval.
Sawyer.
Sandoval.
Torres.
Sandoval.
Watson.
Aye, Sandoval.
And Madam President Sandoval.
Aye, Sandoval. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
13 ayes, Sandoval.
13 votes for Sandoval. It's kind of weird talking about myself in third person. I'm going to say Council President Sandoval has been elected to serve as Council President for the 2025-2026 term. Thank you, colleagues, for your vote of confidence in electing me to a second term as Council President. When I think about what we have accomplished together over the last year, I am filled with gratitude for each of you and for your willingness to grow, to challenge yourself, and to learn alongside me. The year ahead will not be easy. We face a budget shortfall, potential layoffs, and rising prices on just about everything. But I have no doubt our shared determination to represent the people of Denver with integrity and conviction, always guided by our values of equity, lifting the voices of those who have been marginalized, and ensuring Denver remains the welcoming, open city it has always been. I want to pause and truly thank you for embracing the bold changes we've made to our committee structure. To my knowledge, changes haven't been undertaken in any meaningful way since I started with City Council in 2012. This is not just a procedural shift. It's a clear statement of who we are and how we want to lead. Beginning tomorrow, our committees will look very different, redesigned to allow the priorities we set together to open new pathways for leadership amongst us, and to make our work more accessible and transparent to the people we serve. As you all know, this past year while serving as Council President, I have also been pursuing my MBA. It has been a year of learning, of pushing myself beyond my comfort zone, getting rid of my self-limiting beliefs, of expanding my network, and most importantly, applying what I learn in school directly to my work here with you. I share this because what we see happening beyond Denver. At the federal level, we are witnessing chaos and turmoil, policies and court decisions that strip away protections for our communities of color, the rolling back of rights many fought for decades to achieve and to create uncertainty across this nation. That chaos could feel paralyzing, but here in Denver, we know better. We know that local leadership is where we can steady the ground, where we can counter those rollbacks, and where we can prove that government can still serve the people with compassion, fairness, and vision. And that is exactly what I know we will do together in the year ahead. I would not be here today without the unwavering support of my family, my two amazing children and niece. You inspire me, you make me laugh, even in hard times, and you have given me the greatest gift of all, the gift of unconditional love. To my husband, thank you for standing by me this past year, for taking on the never-ending honey-do list while I juggle work, school, and everything else in our lives. To my mom, you remind me to lead with compassion and to focus on what I can control. You are one of my biggest supporters. To my sisters, thank you for encouraging me to dream big and to follow those dreams. To the Chicana Book Club, you know who you are. Thank you for expanding my love of reading, for the laughter, for the travel, and for being a circle of incredible women to lead on. And most importantly, and last but not least, to my mentors and my friends. Thank you for showing up for me, for offering advice, for time, and for your friendship. And last, to my amazing staff. Thank you for your tireless work, your creativity, and your commitment to serving the people of Denver every single day. You make it possible for me to lead with confidence, knowing I have a team that is dedicated and as driven as I am. Tonight, I am proud of the work we've done and energized for the work ahead. I'm honored to lead this diverse and committed body, a council that truly reflects the people of Denver. Together, we will meet the national chaos with local clarity. Together, we will meet division with unity. And together, we will keep building a Denver where every voice is heard and every person belongs. And I'll close with the words of Dolores Huerta. Every moment is an organizing opportunity. Every person, a potential activist. Every minute, a chance to change the world. May we carry that spirit into this next year, knowing that together we have the power to keep shaping Denver into the city where people deserve. Si se puede. Thank you. The next order of business is to elect a council president pro tem. The floor is open for nominations. Councilmember Cashman, your nomination.
Yes, thank you, Madam Prez. I nominate Denver City Council President pro tem Diana Romero Campbell to continue as president pro tem for the City Council of 2025 to 26. And I do have some comments I'd like to make. Yes. Since elected to this fine body and since taking on the role as president pro tem, I have watched Councilwoman Romero Campbell be a relentless and successful advocate for her district and its people, making sure that all corners of her community receive the services they deserve, whether it's comfortable parkland to relax on or safe passage along Hamden Avenue as they move towards homework or play. You know, some terms are easier than others, and the councilwoman has found herself at ground zero in recent years, in the past couple of years, for the services we have chosen to compassionately provide to our unhoused and our migrant community. And her relentless respect for civil rights and simple decency has stood her in good stead in this area. I've had the pleasure to serve with Council President Pro Tem on the Healthy Food for Denver's Kids Commission, and her support, a relentless support for children's programs, not just in that area, but in all areas that will help them grow to be responsible, productive members of our community, is obvious. And I've been honored to partner with her on issues including a much-needed reexamination of the Evans Avenue corridor, which, if you stand in the middle of Evans Avenue, you'll be on the dividing line between District 4 and District 6. And following up on the work of her predecessor, she was able to assist in bringing that Evans Avenue corridor to the front burner, and it looks like we'll get some work done there to benefit people throughout the city. I'm well aware of the partnered leadership she has provided this body, along with you, President Sandoval. I'm not sure if everyone is aware of this on this body, but there's times I'll be talking with Councilwoman Romero Campbell about an issue or a situation, and she'll get a very serious look in her eye. And to me, I refer to it as I'm ready to chain myself to the bulldozer, or it's a Tiananmen Square moment where, you know, something's about to happen and I'm not about to back down. And I believe that's when you're ready to chain yourself to that principle that's important to you at that time. So again, I'm honored to bring forward the name of Councilwoman Diana Romero Campbell to continue in a second year as our president pro tem. And I am hopeful that a year from now, I may have the honor of putting your name forward for president without the pro tem attached. So thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Councilmember Cashman. The nominations for Councilmember Romero Campbell has been placed on the floor. Are there any further nominations for Council President Pro Tem? Nominations are now closed for Council President Pro Tem. Councilmember Gonzalez Gutierrez, your motion to elect a Council President Pro Tem?
I move that Councilmember Romero Campbell be elected to serve as Council President Pro Tem.
It has been moved and seconded. I'll just like to make some comments as president. Just want to say thank you for your partnership in this past year. I know I'll randomly come up with, I have this idea, and you're like, oh, are you and Benita in our leadership meetings? You're like, what is this person gonna lead, bring us now? So thank you for always being patient with me when I have those random ideas. Thank you for helping me workshop those random ideas, and thank you for helping to bring them for tuition. It's really important that we don't get stagnant as city, as governmental electeds and as bureaucrats, and keeping new ideas and keeping them fresh. And Pro Tem will always know that I'm doing that in the background. I'm like, I don't think I agree with this. Let's try something different. So thank you for your patience with me over the last year. And thank you for picking up the pieces. And thanks for covering when I'm not here. It's nice to know. I'm a, for those who may not know, I'm a workaholic. And so when I'm away from work, it's hard for me not to think about what's happening here. So thank you for always having my back and covering. Thank you. Councilmember Watson.
Thank you, Council President. Want to share, I mean, you know the strength of a leader when they decide to be your companion every January for the MLK parade. It's usually 100 degrees below zero. And snowing and freezing, that's a little exaggeration, but not too much. And for the last 2 years, Council President Pro Tem has joyfully in her yak jacket, whatever it is that you wear, walked down the very cold, mean streets of Colfax with me. And it's not just simply to walk. It is her commitment to be there. You could be home all nice and warm with your family in January. But you know that Crazy Daryl is going to be walking, and you've offered to be there with me. What I love so much about your mom and her leadership, your wife and her leadership, is that even though it's soft, and she doesn't have this big, booming, loud voice, she's not always yelling for attention, when she leads and she leans in thoughtfully, she's done the work that needs to be done, and she gets the business done. She gets it done. And in every day, in every way, she always calls out kids and family. It doesn't matter. We can be talking about a pothole. How are we dealing with kids and family and ensuring that we include a focus on them? And I just wanted to say it has been great being your friend and partner prior to this work and on council. And I will second Cashman's motion as president if and when the time comes. So thank you so much, Madam President.
Thank you. Councilmember Gilmore.
Thank you, Council President Sandoval. I am so happy to see Councilwoman Romero Campbell serving as pro tem another year. It's not to be looked over, especially as a first-term council person getting elected into a leadership position. And so I have to say, Councilwoman Romero Campbell, your reputation precedes you, especially in the nonprofit area, especially around managing boards of directors, fundraising. And so some of those skills are so important in leadership and good governance, because you understand that government can't do it all, but government can really lead. And then there's ways to get the right funding that you need at the right time for these projects. And so it has really been an honor to mentor you and to support you in this last year as Council Pro Tem. And I have to say, to echo my veteran colleague, because we are veterans of this council, that I really look forward to seeing you grow in your leadership and look forward, hopefully, in voting you as council president when the time is right. So thank you. Thank you, Council President Sandoval.
Thank you. Councilman Sawyer.
Thank you, Madam President. I also just wanted to say how strongly I support Councilmember Romero Campbell. It has been such a pleasure to watch her grow as a leader over the last year as pro tem, and I think that doing it for another year will be a fantastic opportunity for her to really find her footing, so that when, not if, but when she becomes council president, she will be able to hit the ground running. I have loved working with you, DRC, over the last year, couple of years. Gas stations was was one of the most fun things you and I have done together in a really long time. But I truly, it has been such a pleasure to watch you grow into this role. I think for the rest of my life, I will, at the beginning of any sentence in any meeting I'm in, start with, "My wondering is..." Yeah. Because that's what you do every time, and it just makes me giggle. And I just want to say thank you for the wonderful job that you did this year. It has not been easy, and I just am so thrilled and so honored to support you in this and look forward to what comes next. Thanks, Madam President.
Thank you. Council members, when called upon, please respond with the last name of the member whom you are voting, then select "I" on your touch screens. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members Lewis. Albides.
Romero Campbell.
Flynn.
Romero Campbell.
Gilmore.
Romero Campbell.
Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Romero Campbell.
Hines.
Romero Campbell.
Cashman.
Romero Campbell.
Parody.
Romero Campbell.
Romero Campbell.
I, Romero Campbell.
Sawyer.
DRC.
Torres.
Romero Campbell.
Watson.
I, Romero Campbell.
Madam President Sandoval.
Romero Campbell. Madam Secretary, please close the voting and announce the results.
12 ayes, Romero 12, Campbell.
12 votes for Romero Campbell. Council Member Romero Campbell has been elected to serve as Council President Pro Tem. Congratulations, Council President Pro Tem. Do you have anyone else? Okay. Approval of the minutes. Are there corrections to the minutes of July 14th? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. Council announcements. Are there any council announcements this afternoon? Councilman Alvidres, start us out.
Thanks, Council President. I wanted to share and remind everyone that the Underground Music Showcase is this weekend on Broadway, and we have a proclamation for the final UMS in this form, unfortunately, on the consent agenda today, but I'm sure we'll figure out other ways to celebrate our young people and music in the future. I also wanted to share that tomorrow we are supposed to find out the name of the new women's soccer league team. So for my colleagues, we should be getting a very early email. And there will be a celebration Saturday at McGregor Square to celebrate the new team, the new name, the new colors, all of those exciting things. That's all I wanted to share. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Councilmember Hines.
Thank you, Madam President. Congratulations again to you and Madam Pro Tem Romero Campbell. I sure hope, I'm stealing a page from Councilmember Sawyer, I sure hope Denver is part of that name. But at any rate, I do want to mention, as I am on the America 250 Colorado 150 Commission, and I'm on the commission as a representative of the disability community. I'm just an added perk that I happen to be on Denver City Council. But the Colorado 250-150 celebration has created a documentary called A Colorado for All, A Legacy of Accessibility. And there is a screening of it Wednesday evening as a result of the 250-150 celebration. And anyone would like to attend, please let us know. It is invitation only, but the government will be there, but the governor will be there, lieutenant governor will be there, I'll be there to provide some remarks, and the screening itself will also be on Wednesday evening. So I am honored to be on the commission. I'm honored to represent the disability community, and I'm honored that as a result of the 250-150 commission, we have created this documentary that talks about accessibility and Colorado's influence well beyond Colorado, nationally and internationally. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Council Pro Tem Romero Campbell.
Thank you, Madam President. We are continuing our summer series of events next Wednesday. I was like, is it this Wednesday? It's next Wednesday, the 30th. Kennedy Golf Course has a putt-putt golf course, and we are opening up to community to come and to play. There are still some spots left. So if you are interested, contact our office, and we are throwing in a hot dog, chips, and a drink too. So it's going to be a party. We'll time as people go through. All ages are encouraged to come, but we would really just like to have a fun family putt-putt day, maybe putt-putt. I was calling it a date night, but it's maybe it could be a date day to just come and play putt-putt at Kennedy Golf Course next Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.
At 12 to 4.
12 to 4.
Thank you.
Next up, Councilmember Cashman.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. And a few moments of personal privilege. Just yesterday, Madam President, District 6, lost a wonderful member of the community, and I lost a dear friend with the passing of Corey Merrill resident Frank Beyer. Frank was simply one of the nicest people I've ever met. He was a professional musician, a great bass player. He shared his talent with the community. Every year, He'd do free shows at the Christmas season at Field Library with his trio. He'd do outdoor concerts with his band Groove Machine on his Corey Merrill front lawn to bring joy to his friends and neighbors and work to his bandmates. The concerts started during COVID when folks were afraid to get together and continued on through last summer. And he was not a novice musician by any means. He had performed with such back in the day big names as Jackie Wilson, the Bee Gees, Hall & Oates, many others, played with the Minneapolis and St. Louis Philharmonics, toured with the original cast of Jesus Christ Superstar. In recent years, he played with a number of the different lineups. He was actually on tour in Salt Lake City with the musical Jersey Boys when his health went south a few weeks back. He was a devoted father, husband, more recently grandfather, and loved his family dearly. He was an early adopter of the now great sport of pickleball and spent a great deal of time harassing me and anyone else at the city who would listen about the need for more pickleball courts. He was the quintessential New Yorker, born and raised in Brooklyn, complete with the accent and the mannerisms. He would often stop by my Thursday morning office hours at Pete's Cafe down by University of Denver, and we'd talk about our mutual East Coast roots and love for music, and we'd laugh. He always had a couple of jokes at hand, and about 80% of the time they were funny. When he wanted to emphasize a point he was about to make, he'd start by declaring, not for nothing, a typical East Coast starter. And then he'd go on to what he wanted to say. Well, I will miss him personally. This is truly a big loss for his neighborhood, the music community, and the city as a whole. And not for nothing, he will be missed. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, and sorry for the loss, Councilmember Cashman.
Thank you, ma'am.
Councilmember Torres.
Thank you, Madam President. Three quick things. Number one, we had a really beautiful ribbon cutting this morning. Community garden funded by the people's budget. Round one, identified, voted on, selected by community. This project was installed at Denver Housing Authority's Columbine Gardens in Valverde, which is in Council District 3. I want to thank colleagues Gonzalez Gutierrez and Cashman for being on hand to celebrate the event as well. And one of the things that we know is that community gardens are not hobbies in West Denver. When your entire district is a food desert, they are infrastructure. So I really am pleased at how Denver Housing Authority is also partnering and stepping into this space. They host 12 community gardens throughout their sites, producing 10,000 pounds of food a year. So thank you to all of them, and thank you to the residents who championed that project. A couple fun things. Thursday, July 24th, we are showing a movie in Loma Lincoln Park. Come on out for that. It is Mufasa. And then Saturday, tickets are still available for the mile-long table. Saturday at Auraria Campus, you can have lunch with 5,280 civic and community-minded friends. This is the mile-long table Saturday, so join us. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Councilmember Alvidrez.
Thank you so much. I did forget to share that for Underground Music Showcase this weekend, you can get $25 off your ticket using a code LUCKYDISTRICT7. That's the number 7. And I also wanted to share that the official brand launch of the Women's Soccer League will be at 2 p.m. in McGregor Square. So I needed those details, and I also didn't get a chance to say congratulations to a Pro Tem Romero Kemble on being reelected. So I'm so excited for that. Thank you both.
Thank you. Councilmember Watson.
Thank you, Council President. This Saturday is the annual Brick City Picnic at Mestizo Curtis Park, July 26th, starting from 12 to 7 p.m. Come out and meet community. It is an amazing event. It should be a nice sunny day as well. Encouraging folks to come on down to Five Points for the Brick City annual picnic, Saturday, July 26th, 12 to 7 p.m., Mestizo Curtis Park. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Councilmember Gilmore.
Thank you, Council President Sandoval. want to again congratulate you and Council Pro Tem Romero Campbell on your elections, and also want to congratulate two of my colleagues on City Council, Councilman Flynn and Cashman. We celebrated 10 years of service, and it's actually today would be our 10 years of service, and it's been a pleasure to serve with both of you. We've been through some stuff together, and I have to say that both of you and your wisdom and personalities fit perfect for the times that we've had and that we're going through right now. And so just really appreciate the time serving together. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. And thank you on your service for 10 years as well, Councilmember Gilmore. I really appreciate both of your all of your leadership. In Northwest Denver, we have some fun things going on, but most importantly, we have next Tuesday, July 29th, anytime between 6 and 7:30, the Boathouse at Sloan's Lake. We were able to get money in the 2021 bond, and it's a community meeting about the future of the Boathouse at Sloan's Lake. This is near and dear to my heart, so please join us next Tuesday, July 29th, between 6 and 7 at 4700 West Byron Street. There's no presentations. There are no communications. Madam Secretary, please read the bills for introduction.
From the Business, Arts, Workforce, Climate, and Aviation Services Committee, 25-1002, a bill for an ordinance submitting to a vote of the qualified and registered electors of the City and County of Denver at the special municipal election on November 4th, 2025, a proposed amendment to the Charter of the City and County of Denver, renaming the Department of Excise and Licenses to the Department of Licensing and Consumer Protection and making conforming amendments in connection therewith. 25-1003, a bill for an ordinance amending the revised municipal code to reflect the charter amendment changing the name of the Department of Excise and Licenses to the Department of Licensing and Consumer Protection. From the Finance and Governance Committee, 25-0922, a bill for an ordinance submitting to a vote of registered electors of the City and County of Denver at the general election to be held on November 4th, 2025, the question of the granting of a franchise to Public Service Company of Colorado and approving a franchise agreement, therefore. 25-0971, a bill for an ordinance establishing a new fund in the General Government Special Revenue Fund series for the State Grant Other General Government Program to receive and administer grants from the State of Colorado citywide. 25-0972, a bill for an ordinance authorizing a capital equipment purchase in the Denver Arts and Venues Special Revenue Fund. 25-0987, an ordinance approving a proposed operating agreement between the City and County of Denver and Public Service Company of Colorado and Xcel Energy Company to provide utility services at Denver International Airport. From the Land Use, Transportation, and Infrastructure Committee, 25-0948, a bill for an ordinance changing the zoning classification for 801 15th Street in Central Business District. 25-0974, a bill for an ordinance relinquishing an easement in its entirety established in the deeds of dedication recorded with the Denver Clerk and Recorder at reception number 20240437 44, located at 2833 Welton Street. From the Safety, Housing, Education, and Homelessness Committee, 25-0951, a bill for an ordinance approving a proposed donation of a surplus laptop computer from the City and County of Denver to the Gathering Place, St. Francis Church, and Colorado Village Collaborative. 25-0963, a bill for an ordinance approving a proposed second amendatory intergovernmental revenue agreement between the City and County of Denver and the Colorado Department of Human Services to provide beds for court-ordered individuals needing competency services in custody at the Denver City Jail and Denver County Jail citywide.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Councilmembers, this is your last opportunity to call out an item. Now I will do a recap. Under resolutions, Councilmember Sawyer has called out Council Resolution 0949 for a request to postpone pursuant to Rule 3.6. Councilmember Parity has called out Council Resolution 0978 for a request to postpone pursuant to Rule 3.6. Under introduction, I am calling out Council Bills 0922 and 0987 for postponement pursuant to Rule 5.10. And Councilmember Gilmore has called out Council Bill 1002 for comment. Under bills for final consideration, no items have been called out. Under pending, no items have been called out. Madam Secretary, will you please put the first item on our screens? Council Resolution 0949, a resolution approving a proposed second amendatory agreement between the City and County of Denver and Salvaterra Holdings to provide two transfer stations for city collected solid waste materials citywide. Councilmember Sawyer, what would you like us to do with Council Resolution 0949?
Thanks, Council President. Pursuant to Rule 3.6, I'm calling this resolution out to postpone consideration until the next regular council meeting.
No motion is required. Council Resolution 0949 has been postponed until Monday, July 28th, 2025. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Resolution 0978, a resolution approving a proposed amendatory agreement between the City and County of Denver and West Publishing Corporation to provide investigative data access to various city agencies citywide. Councilmember Parity, what would you like us to do with Council Resolution 0978?
I would also like to postpone it for a week pursuant to Rule 3.6, and just for context for my colleagues, this is a contract that we use to get legal research software for the city attorney's office primarily. My office has purchased an account, so it's common software, but this contract appears to be adding search tools for law enforcement that integrate all kinds of data, including license plate data and lots of other sort of pieces. And so I didn't notice it coming through Safety Committee because of the title. So just want to get more information about that given other conversations that we're having. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. No motion is required. Council Resolution 0978 has been postponed until Monday, July 28th, 2025. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens, Council Bill 0922, a bill for an ordinance submitting to a vote of registered electors of the City and County of Denver at the general election to be held November 4th, 2025, the question of granting a franchise to Public Service Company of Colorado and approving a franchise agreement, therefore. Pursuant to Rule 5.10, I am calling out this bill to postpone consideration to the next council meeting. No motion is required. Council Resolution 0922 has been postponed until Monday, July 28, 2025. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens, Council Bill 0987, an ordinance approving a proposed operating agreement between the City and County of Denver and the Public Service Company of Colorado and an Xcel Energy Company to provide utility services at Denver International Airport. Pursuant to Rule 5.10, I am calling out this bill to postpone consideration to the next regular council meeting. For those in the audience, I just postponed Council Bill 0987 and Council Bill 0922. 0922 will be on the ballot in November for the Xcel franchise agreement, but we're having a courtesy public hearing next Monday on what's called first reading. There's two readings on a bill. It's first reading and then second reading. So I'm postponing both of these to match with the courtesy public hearing that will happen next Monday, July 28th. Just so everyone knows what we're doing, it seems like we're alphabet soup up here and it's hard to watch on our screen. So just want to give you context of why that was important to me of postponing these until we heard from the public on first reading. No motion is required. Council Resolution 0987 has been postponed until July 28th, 2025. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Bill 1002, a bill for an ordinance submitting to a vote of the qualified and registered electors of the City and County of Denver at a special municipal election on November 4, 2025, a proposed amendment to the Charter of the City and County of Denver, renaming the Department of Excise and Licenses to the Department of Licensing and Consumer Protection and making conforming amendments in connection therewith. Councilmember Gilmer, please go ahead with your comments on Council Resolution 1002.
Thank you, Council President. Wanted to let folks know that we will still, of course, have our licensing division. We're just doing some updates to make sure that it's more explanatory and aligns with what the agency actually does. I definitely want to call out Molly Duplashane and Erica Rogers for all of the work that they have done to forward this through, and the amazing work that they do around safety and licensing in our city as well. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. All bills for introduction are ordered published. Council members, remember that this is a consent or block vote, and you will need to vote aye. Otherwise, this is your last chance to call out an item for a separate vote. Councilmember Gonzalez Gutierrez, will you please put the proclamations and the resolutions for adoption and the bills on final consideration for final passage on the floor?
I move that the resolutions be adopted and bills on final consideration be placed upon final consideration and do pass in a block for the following items in a series of 25. 0965, 0966, 0967, 0968, 0970, 0980, 0982. Computer's moving a little slow. 0945, 0946, 0961, 0969, 0975, 0976, 0977, 0910, 0950, 0952, 0958, 0959, 0964, 1000, also known as 1000, 0973, 0898, 0915, 0833. Just making sure the computer has been a little wonky. That's it. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members, Albedres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Gonzalez Gutierrez?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Cashman?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Parity?
Aye.
Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Sawyer?
Aye.
Torres?
Aye.
Watson?
Aye.
Madam President Sandoval?
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
13 ayes.
13 ayes. The resolutions have been adopted and the bills have been placed upon final consideration and do pass. On Monday, August 18, 2025, Council will hold a required public hearing on Council Bill 0948, changing the zoning classification for 801 15th Street in the Central Business District. There being no further business before this body, this meeting is adjourned. The general public comment session will begin promptly at 5 p.m.
Here's what's happening in Denver this week. On Indy 102.3's monthly programming, spotlighting Colorado musicians spanning genres, come hang out with the bands and the indie staff. The July event will feature a performance by Honey. The event is open to the public and no tickets are required. Plus, they'll be giving away UMS passes to a few lucky winners. Beats on the Creek is a summer concert to support local nonprofits. Admission is a $10 donation, with the proceeds going to the nonprofit organization, the Cottonwood Institute. Grab some food, grab a drink, and enjoy the music. Get your hands dirty with this inclusive, beginner-friendly pottery workshop. The expert host will cover all the basics, and you'll learn to hand-build a pinch pot. Then you'll learn how to sculpt and decorate your pot into a variety of functional pottery pieces, like a vase, hanging planner, and more. What's harder, choosing a board game or finding true love? Why not try both at the same time at Board Game Speed Dating? Best case scenario, you find true love,